Hola, hello, ciao. You are listening to the Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub.
Hello and ciao, my spicy sea sprites. It's day 8 of the Dogfish Days of Podcasting, where a curious pod of podcasting adventurers posts a show every single day for the entire month of August. Some are short, some are sprawling like kelp on a lazy current, some have guests, some are just us yelling into the oceanic void. But all of them are worth a listen, so swim over to dogdaysofpodcasting.com and grab the link to the Mondo feed for your listening app of choice. Now then, let's get irrational and underwater. Look, I know many landwalkers have fears and phobias, but did you know we mermaids have them too? I mean, I know from the outside I seem like a confident, radiant saltwater icon, but even I, Meme del Mare, actual woman of the sea, have phobias. Deep, irrational, waterlogged fears. First up, fishing line. Invisible thread of doom. It's always floating just beneath the surface like a trap set by passive-aggressive ghosts. You think you're having a cute swim and then boom, you're tangled in 20 feet of clear existential dread. I once lost a hairpiece and my dignity trying to wriggle out of a monofilament nightmare. And fishing nets? Oh, no, no, no. These are group phobias. Community-wide panic. I see one drifting on the horizon and I black out like a dramatic Victorian heiress. You've never seen 14 mermaids scatter faster. We look like synchronized trauma in motion. It's all, save the dolphins, and I'm like, no, save me! Then there's open clams. Not closed clams, those are just sleepy little rocks with dreams. But an open clam, that's a mouth. That's a mouth waiting to snap. No, thank you. I trust open clams the same way I trust sea turtles with secrets. I don't. And then there's seaweed touching my fin unexpectedly. Immediate psychological collapse. I go full body flail. I once did a backflip into a stingray because a strand of kelp grazed my tail like a jellyfish with bad manners. And finally, dry hands. Ugh. Okay, the days of tortoise with dry, flaky, chalky palms trying to pet me like I'm a dog at a beachside petting zoo are gone, thank the great tide. But when I've been landwalking too long or even just floating near my favorite beach all day, my hands start to feel like sandpaper instead of, you know, moist sand. The audacity! So, okay, mermaid life, beautiful shore, magical, yes. Terrifying? Also yes. But I own it. I name my fears, and I scream at them, dramatically, from behind a jetty.
My name is Meme del Mare, and this has been a Mermaid Minute. For show notes, contact information, and complete credits, visit bathtubmermaid.com. And remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.